Tiny flakes of snow fell Thursday morning on the small crowd assembled at Shake's Island in Wrangell's Inner Harbor to bless a towering conifer bound for Alaska's capital city. Wrangell Cooperative Association citizen Virginia Oliver wore a woven cedar hat and beaded gloves and carried a painted drum.
Gonna chase the Katihan. Yikayachsatini. So good to see all of you. Yikayitsutat. Good morning. Welcome onto the ancestral home of the Nanya Ayi.
Volunteers held the 14-foot lodgepole pine to be blessed upright in front of the red and black bear carving, which frames the Chief Shake's house doorway. The tree was picked by the U.S. Forest Service's Wrangell Ranger District. Acting District Ranger Tori Hauser says it's important for the U.S. Forest Service that the pine tree be blessed by the people whose land it came from.
So we were able to sustainably harvest this tree from Edelin Island, and it's known as the Togetherness Tree. And like the trees that stand in the forest together, we are all stronger when we all stand together. So I'm so glad that we're all here, and thank you very much.
WCA Tribal President Richard Oliver expressed gratitude to the Forest Service, Coast Guard, and Wrangell High School's Tlingit language class for being there.
First of all, I'd like to thank the tree for giving itself up to for the governor, and it's a very nice gift.
To bless the Together Tree, tribal elders and the high school language learners sang while walking slowly around the tree, waving fronds of cedar. Some wore Tlingit cedar hats or button blankets. The tree and its place at the governor's mansion coincide with Christmas, but it's meant to represent more than just one winter holiday. Wrangell tribal citizen Virginia Oliver explains that the cedar fronds used in the blessing are not just scraps.
The president asked the tree and took the bottom fronds, and then he gave pieces to everybody, and they were just blessing as they went around. We've done this before, the last time a tree left.
That last time was in 2018, when the community procured the governor's mansion tree shortly after Governor Dunleavy was elected. The Forest Service says this is the fifth year in a row that the Together Tree for the governor's mansion has come from the Tongass. The 2019 Together Tree came from near Ketchikan, and last year's came from the Petersburg Ranger District. It was delayed on its journey when the Coast Guard cutter Anacapa was rerouted to provide disaster assistance in the wake of the Haines landslides. But it got there in the end. This year's tree will be on display at the governor's mansion in Juneau for the holiday season. The mansion will hold an open house on December 7th.
It's such a prestigious thing. I think that it's going to the governor's mansion. It's from Wrangell. So we just wanted to turn out and just show a good showing for it and let the tree go.
As tribal members sang Wrangell's paddle song, volunteers carried the tree across the bridge between Shake's Island and the harbor parking lot, through the lot, and down a ramp to the awaiting U.S. Coast Guard vessel Elderberry, the Christmas tree's ride up to Juneau. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.